Perek of Kalim, first Mishnah. Kli Eitz, Kli O, Kli Etzem, Kli Zruchis. Kalim that are made out of wood or hives or bones of animals or glass. Pshuteim Tahirim. If they are flat, they don't have a receptacle, then it doesn't have to be perfectly flat. The spoon and a fork are the same thing. They are Tahar. The Kablam Tameim. If they have a receptacle, like a bowl, and the like, a cup, then they are tamei. Nishperu taru. If they were broken, then they become tar. Chazav asamim kelim. If they were remade into kelim, the kavul tuma mikano lahabo. Then from now on, the kavul tuma, the tuma does not go back retroactively. Kliches v'kli neta, kelim that are made out of pottery or some other type of pottery-like matter, or tumasim shavet. The tuma is the same, which means the mitamim umitamim ba'ave, the makabel tuma, by the fact that the tuma is suspended in the cavity of the receptacle of the kli. Like if it's a bowl, it's the sheretz is inside the bowl. There, that's how it's makabel tuma. And also the other way around, if there's some tuma in this kli and somebody's toilet tar food in it, that food will become tummy also. A kli, let's say a bowl, has a part you fill it up with it, and the part that's sitting on the ground. So the part that's sitting on the ground is achareyim. That is mekabel tumah. From that, vein metame megabeyim, it's not mekabel tumah from the outside of it. It was the outside of the part, the part that you fill it up with. If tumah touches that, it won't be metame. Shvirasa mitarasa. The way you metare it is by breaking it.